Hey, Bachelor Masters here. How's it going?
Me? Good.
Yeah, good. Well, you're the only other person here because Caitlin is going to be late.
I think you're ta I thought you were saying the royal. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Craig, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember
No.
Lace? You do
Yeah,
not.
okay. Well, yeah, no, I remember Lace. I looked it up. I have it right here. She said she's from
Okay.
Bachelor in Paradise season 3, which was August 2016.
Yeah, and
So
I'm
6 years
surprised you
ago.
don't remember her though.
No, I do remember her.
Oh, okay. Well, why'd you have to look it up? I mean, what do you remember of her sans looking it up?
I just remember her being cray cray. I don't remember why specifically.
Okay, but that's the general impression you got. Remember, there used to be a show called After Paradise,
Yes.
and she thinks she was on that show. You know who would know this? All those people with great memories out there.
Oh, Caitlin.
But I was thinking more of your friend from Twitter, your Twitter friend.
Oh, JNLA. There's a big fire truck going by.
I gotta tell you about Lace, okay?
Okay, tell me about
I
Lace.
feel like Lace was the turning point where the Bachelor audience went from just background reaction to truly interactive. Do you remember that Lace got cut pretty early on from Ben Higgins? No, Ben Higgins season. Yes, that sounds right. But then I hope I don't know if this is real or if this was a plant, but some guy stood up on one of the live shows and had a tattoo of Lace on him. And yeah, so I feel like that was the beginning of the whole, hey, let's give them signs. Hey, let's have them randomly, not so randomly, totally planned, stand up and declare their love, audience members. So if Lace is anything, she's that turning point for Bachelor Nation.
Wow, that's giving her a lot of cred.
Well, it's she's definitely right time, right place person, not her doing. But Lace was a yeah, she's a generational divide, and she was very Shanae on her season. She was a troublemaker as she is now.
Well, what
And
makes
she's
her
interesting.
generationally dividing versus Michael?
Well, Michael was on a later season. That's it. That's the
Oh,
only
okay.
difference. Because Casey, he's older than her, but he's acting way younger.
Who's
You know,
Casey?
Casey's the guy who called himself a geriatric millennial, as I am.
Oh, that guy, the guy who does the impression of Lacey.
Yes, the very
This is too
Craig-esque
much.
impression.
Hey.
They're
I
like,
thought it was
"Oh,
pretty good.
Lacey,
I'm
Lace."
Lacey. I like to go to bed early in the morning.
Her name is not Lacey, and it keeps getting stuck in my head because I've known so many Laceys in my life. Yeah, but anyway, okay. I just wanted to get Lace out of the way because she really had very little to do. She weirdly likes Logan, which is also a mystery to
Well,
all of us.
that was really
That's it.
cool where Logan, you knew he forgot her name. He
Oh, because he
telegraphed
called
it.
her Luce,
Because,
like
well, no, because he's
Luz.
saying happy birthday, and when he got to the point where you're supposed to say happy birthday, dear Lace, he said happy birthday 28 years later. It was really weird. You don't remember that?
But yeah, 32 years young
Yeah,
is
something
what he said.
strange. Well, no, he said 28 because they were fooling around that she was 28.
Oh, I see, I see. Well,
Yeah.
right. So what
So
he
he
was
didn't
trying to
remember her
do was
name, and I
make it
said to myself,
clever.
I said, he doesn't know her name. And then lo and behold, he doesn't know her name. But how could he? I mean, they just met like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, they've both been on TV. That's how he could have. But yeah. I mean, I if I would have seen her, I would have remembered kind of her name. And if you
Yeah, I
remind me
probably would
once,
have remembered her name.
it's very hard for me to believe that most of the men who go on The Bachelor don't watch The Bachelor. Like I get that men don't watch The Bachelor, period. Gotcha. I get that men have different motives. I definitely see that. but I don't believe, you know, what's his stupid runner-up face? Eric. Eric's general. I've seen one episode, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
You're being sarcastic.
I'm being sarcastic, but Eric, yeah. You know, they act so... What's the word? I mean, there's kind of like the, they're too cool for it, they're too good for it, but then when they're on it, they're on it. They don't mind it being on it, do they? So anyway, okay, I just wanted to get her out of the way because I feel like
I'm late. I like to go to bed early.
Like Casey.
I didn't know that that was his name, but I guess so.
Mm.
He's the one that had his nipples like played with or something like
yes. Yes.
Don't tell me, by Kira.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But then there was someone else. They also said someone else did that to him. And I don't want to go there. Okay.
Wait, you don't, another thing I should add to the list of dislikes for you? Yeah. Is nipple play.
Yes. Yes. Ew. Yuck. Get that out of my face, off my TV. It was gross. Okay. Who do you want to talk about? Who's exciting to you, Craig, if you're going to have this attitude?
What attitude?
Your general, I want to move on attitude.
I don't have a move on attitude.
Okay, well, let's talk about who you want to talk about anyway.
Who does Craig want to talk about?
Ah.
Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. Let's start with Michael.
He's the beginning? All right.
He's the first guy to come down, yeah.
Oh, I see, okay. No
Serene,
sexual...
I think, was the first person.
Right.
But
no,
she hooks up.
Sexual energy.
So Michael. Jay in L.A., I want to point this out. Jay in L.A. mentioned on Twitter that it was only last season, right? Last Bachelor in Paradise season, where it was a sin to hook up before the show started over Instagram, wasn't it?
I mean, I feel like it's happened before that, too, because remember Ben, what's his name? Ben from Becca Kufrin's season, who hooked up with everyone. Oh, I mean, what do you mean exactly by sin?
Well, didn't they have like a revolt during the thing and they kicked off?
Oh, they kicked they kicked off Piper and Brendan.
That's right.
But the issue is that it's always been known that it happens to stick around, and that's happened before on Bachelor in Paradise with a single mom and like this big beefy guy who wanted to get with Samantha. Michael was his name. But here's the issue, is that it's always been known to have happened, because before Bachelor in Paradise existed, as you remember, they used Bachelor to have Pad. Kind of these, well, Bachelor Pad, but before there was even a TV show for it, they used to have these Bachelor get-togethers that they would show us like snippets from. And everyone was, including me, was like, I want to see that. I want to see the party where all these weird Bachelor people get together that you would never expect to get together.
Well, great. They made now a you have show a whole out TV of it. Show.
Yeah. Now I have to dedicate hours a week to it. So it did not work out for me, but it works out for them. But anyway, yes, I want to say it was always kind of implied that they could, or they will, or they'll come in with knowing who's who and what's what and who falls where. And Lace kind of alludes to it, because she said, this is boring because there's not really, everyone's kind of already paired up, like proto paired up. Right.
Right.
And so that is very frustrating when you are not in that world. Can you imagine Lace?
Yeah.
Lace is very proud, as I remember her. She's a shit stirrer. She's like Shanae, except a little older, which makes it worse. Now, she said she worked on herself.
It's Shanae who goes up and consoles her in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, they're two sides of the same coin. Okay.
Look, I just wanted to point out that Jay in L.A. pointed out that this was a sin, or some kind of sin, because there were, I think, strings attached to Piper getting kicked off, because like they led somebody on in order to stay with the rose or something like that, and you can't do that apparently, but you can hook up, because we had I think three couples. So it was Serene and I'm not going to really remember these people's names, but there were two. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Serene and Brandon.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help you out. They hooked up before the show.
You're sure about that?
Well, they Instagrammed, DM'd.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that. Okay.
And then you got, what's his name? Kira and Jill. Kira and Jill.
Kira and Jill both liked Romeo.
Romeo, yeah. So they had a thing going on. They actually did hook up before the show.
Well, hook up, I mean, they said it was a kiss. I'm confused by that word always.
Yeah, well, that whole thing. That's true. That whole thing was a little weird. It was like he was dating Jill and then he hooked up with Kira, or he was dating Kira and he hooked up with Jill and then, like, it didn't work out.
No, I mean, they kind of said that Jill was interested in Romeo. I just want to clear this up. Jill was interested in Romeo. Romeo kissed Kira at a nightclub, and because of that, Jill kind of backed off. So here's their second chance.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a third couple that has got together before the show started.
Can you give me some hints?
This is not my strong suit.
I know. That's why I'm trying to help you.
But go ahead. If you have one, say it.
I don't have any because I did not exactly see that.
Oh, okay.
It's not exactly a Brandon Piper situation where they were clearly girlfriend and boyfriend coming on the beach.
Right.
I mean, this is what we see on TV. I kind of have to take what I see on TV at face value.
Right.
Because I do not have the energy or the time even to look up the accounts that look this up for me.
Right.
And I don't care to, you know. I like what's unfolding out on my screen. I'm not super... I don't need to go deep into the world to understand it better.
Right.
Okay. So I think your Twitter thing, I don't quite agree. I think it was a sin at one point, but because everyone did it, it unsinned it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it never was something no one did.
It never was something no one did.
Does that make sense? Yes, everyone always did it.
Yes. Okay. No, it made sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Chris.
Should we talk about Rick and Morty?
Nope. Oh. Okay. I have something about your Michael thing, though. Okay.
Michael,
low sexual energy Michael. Like they kept calling him... Like, everyone pretended to like him. I don't believe it. He has that very grocery store Joe thing where he pretends,
of course,
to come off kind of like uninterested, kind of, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
But that comes off to me.
Like grocery store Joe, he'll end up with a hot, young 20-something
that's
to leave the beach with.
That's the bait, right?
Yeah.
But... To me, it always comes off super rapey, especially from someone like Michael.
God.
Well, it does. Like, I don't want to go there, but it does come off a little bit, you know, too nonchalant to the cameras or to faces, but then behind closed doors.
You're like, just saying this because the Jeffrey Dahmer docu-series is on Netflix right now.
That's what I saw an ad, and I guess it's big, right?
Oh my God. Have you seen these Karen Bass Scientology ads?
Yes, I have. Craig,
this is so good.
It is so good. I do not want to talk about politics on this podcast.
But
the second I saw that ad, though, I yelled across the house for Mark to come and run and see this because it said she supports people getting forced abortions, and then Rick Caruso is a gigantic Catholic who hates who would impose a citywide abortion ban. Like, maybe he would. He's not a sane person, like Rick Caruso.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a mayoral election going on here in LA, and it's between a Republican in name only, Rick Caruso.
No, the opposite. Democrat in name only.
Yeah, thanks.
Former Republican who has switched parties.
And then Karen Bass, who is a former congressperson, but is slightly mixed up in controversy. But they just ran an ad, and I saw it for the first time. I saw this ad for the very first time last night during Bachelor in Paradise. I am not kidding you. I was going to fast forward? No, because I was watching it live. I was going to get up and refill my water or whatever. And suddenly, anytime Scientology comes on, my mind instantly focuses. And I was like, Scientology? And it was like, Karen Bass is a former Scientologist or something like that. And they pulled this footage of her from 10 years ago. This is Rick Caruso's team put together this ad, like slamming Karen Bass for being a Scientologist based on some speech she gave in front of the Scientology building 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, it has that vibe that they were just donors.
she was just talking. There was like a political speech in front of that just happened to be in front of Scientology. And it's like, she's a Scientologist, and Scientologists are, you know, like have people disappear when they are a Scientologist.
Yeah, he's kind of grasping at straws because he assumes everyone hates Scientology, which right. People don't like it. But Craig, why are we talking about this?
Because it was so good, and I want anyone listening to go and Google the Karen Bass Scientology ad. It's like such a good hit piece.
An interesting hit piece in that
it kind of works. Like I was sitting there and I was like, is she a Scientologist?
Oh no. It did not kind of work.
They had footage of her in front of the Scientology building on Sunset, and I was like,
yeah,
maybe she is.
No, they did not try to imply that she was a Scientologist. They try to imply that
she supports Scientology.
You know what? They're not trying to imply anything. They were just saying that, look at this horrible thing and look at her. She's horrible too. Like there was not much of a, I mean, they are really grasping at whatever.
Caruso behind in the polls? Like what?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, is he?
Despite all the hundreds of millions and all the celebrity endorsements he could rack up, he's still behind.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy will be in anything. Gwyneth Paltrow, Wolfgang Puck, Katy Perry. He's paid all these people to be
Katy
in his.
Perry.
Yes. It was really weird. But anyway, okay. Moving on, okay. Craig.
Well, look, we live in a big city. We live in a city of how many millions of people? It's important. All politics are local there. So it's good for us to have a little
that doesn't
local
mean
politics
that.
Minute.
That doesn't mean it's local. Okay.
Well, look,
anyway.
If you're listening to this and you're in Nebraska, I apologize for talking about L.A. for five minutes of our,
dearly.
Even though we both live in L.A.,
Craig, you
take full
are
responsibility.
Picking. You remind me of my favorite. You remind me of my favorite Talking Head song, Craig. It's
God.
And I gotta say that I hate this band more and more as I get older because I think they're kind of more snobby.
The Talking
Not the band,
Heads.
Just the lead singer. Yeah, I started to really dislike him, even though I was a big fan at one point. And they have this song of basically he's in an airplane flying over the country and he looks out the window and he says like, ugh, how gross is flyover country, middle America. Right. And then he's like, the end of the song is like, I'm tired of looking even out the window. There's not worth talking about them. His whole song is how much better he is than everybody.
There's a big difference though. I lived in Iowa for 8 years. This is not Midwestern hate. This is Iowa is better than Nebraska hate.
Oh, this is region specific hate.
Yes.
Is that true?
There's t-shirts.
Iowa, Nebraska, there's a thing there?
There's t-shirts you get in Iowa that have Iowa next to Nebraska because they're next to each other. And it says, I'm with stupid. It has a little arrow.
Oh, why? What's the, okay. Can I ask you this later? I do want to know, but can we talk about the show again?
Okay, Michael. Yes, he's raping.
No,
thanks for that.
That's all. He reminds me of Evan from Evan and Carly. He's going to have
Who's hot
women...
now, by the way. Apparently he's hot now. He had a man glow up or something.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, Evan.
They're just not my type of dudes. Plus, you know what I think about Michael already from Katie season, you know, all the I'm here but I'm not, I need to find a
I need to find
a mom
to find
for
a
my
wife
kid.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Mom, yeah, exactly. So I'm going to find. Gross. So instead of staying at home and finding somebody who could be a mom to his kids that, like, I don't know, lives town.
Lives the same life. Yeah.
Right? He's going to come to Mexico and make out with a bunch of 25-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah.
And then leave before he get. Yeah, it's not. He's frustrating to me. Okay. Who do you want to talk about? Who do you want to talk about?
You asked.
I'm asking again because
we're, Kira I'm is asking again.
Kira's interesting. Good. She's good. Interesting. Good. Good. I'm glad you said that. So this
she's a doctor. For anyone who doesn't know, and I think you'd really have to be not paying attention to not know, but she is a medical doctor.
Right. So here's her introducing herself.
Whatever's ailing you, just take two of these and call me in the morning.
Pointing to her
or
breath.
Don't.
I'm definitely right, going so, into paradise, a little bit more edgy.
What
does the or don't mean? Does that mean don't call me because you slept over or don't?
It means she's had a ton of one-night stands.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Okay.
Than I was going into Clayton season. My biggest question is not whether I'm going to find love. It's how many times I'm going to be in the boom boom room and with how many people. I mean, I think in another life I would have been a porn star.
That really, 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 at first I was like, wow, that made me think so differently of, you know, is she a little bit... Does she really like sex? Is it really a strange thing where she has so much self-esteem and all this stuff? But turns out it's same old, you know, Demi 2.0. Mm. Your self-worth is tied up with whether men choose you or not. Using her sexuality to receive love. Mm. I really thought at first she truly likes sex and she must really be very... because she's so accomplished, I thought she was a little bit more, what's the word? I mean, I just thought she...
Sophisticated?
I thought she was a little bit, maybe evolved is the word. Because she wasn't tying up her self-worth with
maybe
whether
a
man rejects
her or not.
That'd be
a good match.
That does not mean that, though. She would still tie up her self-worth with whether she's rejected or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's always deep. That's always, where was your dad? What did your mom teach you? I mean, sorry, same old thing. It's the truth, though, every single time. So we can't really talk about Dr. Kira without talking about Jill. And
Well, hold on. I don't think we're done talking about just Kira.
Okay.
I mean, I like what you said. I get it. I don't want to dwell too much into it, but what action or statement by her made you switch from, oh, she's sex positive to, oh, she didn't have a daddy growing up?
Right. And the only thing it was totally like, wow, interesting. Versus what it turned into was how she was treating the Romeo Jill situation. And there was two parts to that, right? There was her trying to talk Romeo into being open to her, or trying to trick Romeo into betraying Jill with her. Uh-huh. And then when that didn't work out, taking it out on Jill, going right up to her and using every modern bullying term in the book, right?
What
gaslit
doctor?
Me. You slut shamed me. You guys are lied to, you know, everything they could make. But right. Exactly. So continue your sentence, because that's a very important sentence.
Oh, I think it's different than you think it's going to be.
Oh,
I was just going to say, you said she made out with Romeo in a club?
That's what I understood, yes.
What doctor is going to a club? Oh, I'm going to stay out till 3 a.m. in a club.
You know, doctors sometimes work like 3 days straight.
Yeah, that's true. They get lots of days off in a
four
row.
4 days off. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
So I think it makes sense. And then they're on a weird schedule, so then they can go out.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's a big thing. Maybe it's bigger than I think it is. Okay. What do you think I was going to say?
Just that her home situation seems interesting because obviously she was able to get supported through school, right? No, very few people are self-made doctors. I mean, probably 2% of anyone who can get more than a master's is a self-made person because you have to have support at home, right? Financial, if at least, don't you think?
I don't know if that's true, but let's not get hung up on it.
Mm, okay. Well, I'm curious about her parents. Was it a very, very accomplishing things? And I don't know enough about her to speculate. But now we can move on to throw in Jill and Romeo in here. There's two parts here, right? Jill kind of proves my rule. My rule for a friend, or my old rule for a friend, was that you cannot be friends with someone with the same taste as you in a partner.
Okay.
Is that true for men? Or is that just making...
I think I remember having an argument with you about this on the air.
Hmm.
You can't date somebody who has the same taste as you?
In the opposite sex, or the sex that you're attracted to.
Okay.
Could you be friends with someone that liked the exact same kind of woman you like?
Craig? Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying.
Could you?
I'm not going to answer that, but I see what you're saying.
You can't put yourself back 20 years, could you? Or was it just too many types of women that were your type?
Too many. Yeah.
Okay.
All of
that's
the
what
above.
That's what we're getting at. All right. Well, it's for a woman, it's very important. Like I had a really good friend in high school who I would have totally been way better friends with, or we would have not unsynced so many times if we hadn't kept choosing the same boys.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. And it was really bad. Bad things happened. You know, we kept more than just stepping on each other's we were really like, it was bad. So, and we really liked each other, I think, as people. Otherwise, we had a lot of things in common.
Let's get her on the podcast and find out what her side of the story is.
poor girl. I mean, no, I'm sure she's fine. We've talked since, and it was fine. But okay. I kind of wish we had been better friends. During high school. Yeah, you know. Anyways, so here is Kira talking circles around Romeo. I like this because I think this is a great, if I were to teach men, which I would never, because men have enough of advantages in the world, but if I were to teach a man how a woman can possibly talk circles around you, this is a great example. And the only thing that keeps Romeo grounded was that he had just talk to Jill seconds before.
Right.
And so he can, his trajectory is, no, Jill asked me to be respectful of her and to reject Kira, let her down gently.
Right.
No, I think Jill and I are like starting to connect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Romantically?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know this?
No, that wasn't the case earlier today.
I don't want our friendship, me and you, to interfere with what I'm pursuing.
He's still trying to be nice to her.
You know, it's paradise, and you're open to exploring whatever connections that you want.
Yeah, that's... If you can, well, I feel weird asking a favor from you, but if you can let me pursue Jill in peace, that'd be great.
So you want to pursue her right now?
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you want to do, I'll respect that, and, you know, I'll let you do that and see that through if you want.
So then...
What makes that talking circles around him?
Well, I think if he hadn't... Here's the thing. if he hadn't just talked to Jill, he might have not been able to say
ended up with.
Yeah, he might have ended up with Kira, don't you think? On accident.
Yeah.
Despite what he might want. Like, I have no idea what he wants. I'm guessing he wants Jill. But we might have seen a totally different conversation because she kept doing the, oh, really? Well, keep your options open. And it, right. I don't even know. She didn't. She's. So the next thing she says makes us know that she doesn't actually like him. She just wanted to stick around, right?
I didn't do anything to deserve this. I thought we were like a good match. And I thought he was like smart and funny. And like we had good conversations. And like, but. I was counting on his rose, and it doesn't right. look like I'm going to get that.
She was shopping for a rose.
Ooh, yeah, rose shopping.
Now that is a sin on this show.
Is it, though? Because if I were to give a Bachelor in Paradise 101, it'd be, depending on who has the roses, if you have the rose, go for the most attractive person. Yeah. You go all out.
Yeah, you go for two or three numbers above you.
Yes, there you go. Let's put it in math terms. If you do not have the rose, go for the for sure thing and slowly get uninterested. Like, slowly, though. Not yeah, the next day.
Slowly.
Has to be slowly. Yeah. Okay, and so what I find interesting about this, so this is where that shift took me to, Craig, where Jill rejected tying up her self-worth on a guy she doesn't even like.
Kira
tying her for, she doesn't even like him and she still feels rejected. So she goes up to Jill and says this:
well, what is your problem with me? Why are you avoiding me every single time I come up to you? Have I done anything to you?
No, because you're interrupting me and you're interrupting Romeo and I, and it's intentional and I know it.
I am just going to have friendly conversations just like I've been having with everyone else.
I don't interrupt your conversations with other people when you're trying to like get to know them.
Every single time I come,
you come up and talk to you. Every single time you come up,
get away from me.
It's when I'm with Romeo.
Fast enough.
It's when I'm with Romeo because I don't want to deal with that situation.
I feel like I've been gaslit by you and Romeo. Like, you've been telling me, like, he's just a friend. I feel very disrespected by you during this entire time.
You feel disrespected
time.
By me?
Yes. Yeah. And you've been, slut-shaming me.
Wait, what? How? Kira, what? No.
So, here's my advice to Jill in that situation, though. As soon as she comes up to you, right there, Jill should have just yelled and put her in her place, period. That's it. Walk away.
After a long hiatus, Vanderpump Robs is back with season 4. If you're unfamiliar with Vanderpump Robs, it's a sexy, unique recap podcast focusing on the comedy that comes from reality TV, and more specifically, Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Robs is known as the best Vanderpump Rules recap podcast. We all know this. But did you know that in season 4, my guest co-host will be Peter Madrigal? If you're familiar with our Spotify live show, you're not going to want to miss us rewatch every episode of the 4th season of Vanderpump Rules. So subscribe to Vanderpump Robs, and we'll see you this summer with brand new episodes. Oh hey, and tell your friends. Oh, and also, go listen to all the old episodes. It's Vanderpump Robs.
Wait, Rob? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Put her in her place and walked away, yes. And just in time to walk in. See what I did there? It's Caitlin, co-host Caitlin.
Yay!
I'm here to put you all in your place.
Now, how much of the episode did you actually watch now, Caitlin?
So, I'm a mess this week, and I'm very behind. I think I saw about half of it, but then I read a recap, so I would be prepared. And then I'll watch the other half probably tomorrow.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about Teddy and Andrew? Did you see that?
I did.
Okay. Teddy and Andrew. Is that another couple that hooked up beforehand on Instagram?
If you're asking me, I assume no.
But I don't have any information
on
that. I'm
sure someone could approve. Well, Craig claims that most of these couples were pre-made.
Yeah.
And that they're just kind of falling back into place. But what we see on air they make it at least seem like their first kisses.
Lace even said, it's their first kisses, perhaps. Except in the case of Romeo and Jill, they kissed beforehand. But even Lace says, they're all just hooking up with the people that they were Instagramming with or whatever.
Well, no, she kind of says that it's a boring season. I didn't hear that. And I assumed it's a boring season because of the pre-made, the proto couples. When we get to Paradise, we'll meet up.
Right.
That's much different.
Caitlin, I looked it up. Lace was on Bachelor in Paradise season 3, which was 2016.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember what season of the, was it Ben Higgins?
I'm positive it was.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm 95% positive without looking it up. Okay. Teddy and Andrew.
All right.
Take it away, everybody.
I don't know. He's cute. She's cute.
They both seem very wholesome.
He kind of wins you over with his, you know, unassuming charm. I guess.
All right.
What do you have to say? What's coming?
Nothing. I like the way Teddy talks about the gross things that I would never say, but I think all the time. I thought what she thought, and I don't. Oh my gosh.
My feet are pretty.
I like the smiley face, but his feet, they look like they've been through hard times. It's not a deal breaker. He's a footballer. I'll get over it.
I must have missed that.
Hard times. His feet have been through hard times.
Yeah, like tackle football.
Ugh.
I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, you see this a lot with, you know, as a former skater, my feet were a little gross in those days. Because you'd get, like, a permanent bruise around your ankles where the boot ends on it, you know? So you just have, like, purple ring kind of there all the time. And, you know, like, some other athletes will just have, like, weird foots, like, things from just, you know, like, the way that his cleats fit or whatever, you know?
Right.
So I could see that being a reasonable explanation if he doesn't have cute feet.
Ugh, gross.
EZR, if there's one thing I know about you, it's that you do not like sandals. So I'm guessing this means you don't like feet in general.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yuck, yuck. Please stop talking.
I don't mind. I don't really like to see men's feet, I'll be honest.
That, yes. It's more that, I mean,
yeah, like
I don't
a woman's
like
foot in a sandal is kind of fine to me. It doesn't bother me. But most men's feet are like visually unappealing. So,
yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What else do we got to say about them?
Well, okay. Did you see their first date, Caitlin? Or what we assume is their first date, Craig?
Right. Thank you.
So is this, they were in the, they're the ones in the margarita thing, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The dressed up hot tub.
I don't understand what that was, but.
Mm-hmm. So here's their, one of their weird conversations.
So I'm trying.
You know, one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to pursue you was you have like this aura about you.
Oh, thank you.
And I've been just like kind of stumbling my work.
No, you've been doing good.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
They just randomly
you just like
giggle.
Remind me of joy. Like when I think of the word joy, like I think of you. Like,
that's good.
Like you just seem so joyful all the time. And yeah. I like love that. Like you just seem like a light in like everyone's life.
I don't know. It's very hard to say everything I want to say.
Totally.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I can't take anymore.
Can
we shut this off?
I'll tell you why. Here's their face value, a little vapid and a little boring conversation.
Yeah.
But they both alluded that they've been up for many hours, maybe 20 hours of filming with intermittent drinking. Can you imagine that conversation? And it sounds like they're bonding. And so to me, it now sounds like a cute, delirious conversation instead of a what are you guys even saying? You're not speaking the same language. If you've ever been delirious with someone, everything's funny and fun. So I here's the thing. They're bonding, but that doesn't mean they're bonded. And so I can see how this couple could easily get ripped apart. But that whole, they both said it's been a long day or something like that, which you can imagine super early in the morning and then super late at night. Imagine that day. Plus the nerves, right? Because that's the first night. So the night before, they probably didn't sleep too well because the next night they're going on TV. So all of this seems very, very like a setup for them to quickly get torn apart.
Who's
going to
break them apart? Victoria F.
Oh, did she say she's interested in Andrew?
No, but she's got brought down. Caitlin, she got brought down at the very end to be a breaker upper.
Known for breaking up couples in her real life. So
yeah, let's do a little recap of Victoria F's resume here.
I did not remember that.
She took pictures of. In White Lives Matters shirts. That was number one.
It was a post like for a White Marlins Lives Matter.
Right.
But yeah, very poor taste as a decision.
She openly would date married men. Mm. That was number two. And then
in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's a Navy base.
Yeah, and and this was the date. Where her first date was she was they went to go see a D-level country star and she's like, oh my god,
yeah, I effed him,
that's my ex.
Yeah,
not really. And then the second date they went on, the hometown, some random woman went up to Peter Weber and said,
she's like, she's a homewrecker. You're 0-2, Victoria F.
Yes. And then he didn't meet her family because they had the conversation about him being like, this woman told me you were a homewrecker. And she was like, the way I remember is her being so offended that he brought it up, that she was like, I'm the one who's been wronged here. I don't need to explain anything.
So I'm actually really excited that Victoria F is on the show now.
So is that a thing about her? Well, you know, outside of what she did on the show, and then she was dating Chris Soules during the first part of the pandemic.
That's right. She was dating Chris Soules.
So that also, and then they broke up after they were like, she was living at his house for a period of time.
Yeah.
And
in the middle of nowhere.
This thing.
Iowa. Iowa. Hold on.
Yeah, Iowa.
In the middle of nowhere.
Where he murdered someone, Craig.
Yes, I know. I know. We've talked about this. It's just the way that you flippantly cast off Iowa as the middle of nowhere when we all
murdered
know it's Nebraska that's the middle of nowhere.
Murdered someone that's okay. Right next to Iowa, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, Craig. She's like become like a rebaptized Christian recently.
Really?
I think she's excuses. Doing that thing where they're like re-virginized, you know, they have before, but they
reattach her hymen.
No, it's re-virgin, born again virgin. That's the name of it.
It's a mind thing, not an actual physical. Her.
So that'll also be interesting for what she does on this show, because is she going to be totally different now that she's born again virgin Christian woman?
There was another born again virgin on the show years ago. I don't know. Maybe it was even before you were on the podcast, EZR. Mm. Might have just been Chris and I. We had a big conversation about being a born again virgin.
Well, isn't that what Luke P was as well? Because he'd had sex before and then he saw Jesus in the shower. And
Right. Were you on the podcast for Luke P?
You must have been.
Yeah.
I think that was my first season with you.
Yeah. I think the three of us were together. We would have talked a lot about it.
You were definitely this was the right the season before we acquired Caitlin. Because it was just me and you,
in
Craig.
The crate.
All right. Well, anyway, we talked about it. We had a big conversation about born again virgins, and now we get to have it again.
Yes. I'm interested to see if it's gonna come up in her storyline going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Brandon and so I think all we have left, Caitlin, is Brandon.
Is this how
and
this
Shireen.
Is gonna go? Is like
no,
every,
the first episode always. Be like,
John and Melissa.
No, the first episode is always clunky. Not just the podcast, but the episode just had a little sliver of some drama at the end. But you could tell, even Jill, her qualm, the reason she was crying, the reason Lace was asleep, the reason Kira acted up, well, her reasons, but everything else was they were all exhausted.
Yeah.
They were not used to getting, you know, it's the first day of school vibes. They were like, I don't like my teacher. Oh. They just are freaking out and they're being little babies and they don't know why they're so upset. That's the feel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, do not despair, Craig.
Good. Because this podcast has been a little clunky. I'll give you that. So, who's next?
What did you say? The only person we have left, Caitlin, is Brandon, I don't know, and Serene. I know his name wasn't spelled right on the way I know it to be. And I just have their, what I consider their first flirt. Maybe Craig does not.
Aww.
And it seemed, they were definitely looking for each other.
Well, he went immediately to her when he came down.
And she went immediately to him.
Yeah. So they obviously been DMing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any sources on this, Craig, or is this just supposition?
How do you go that quickly into making out unless you've been talking on DMs?
I don't know. Have you, like, been clubbing ever?
Yeah, I guess that was a dumb question.
Yeah, I think it can happen. I think their vibe seems to me like it's going to be like Hannah G. and Dylan. What was that, 2 seasons ago? Last season? I can't remember anymore.
Hmm. Yeah.
But the, well, like, Paradise is Sweethearts, you know?
Play the clip.
Intel. That's pretty much it, yeah. Oh, you can... Oh, yeah.
not me trying to flirt.
Yeah, is that how you flirt then,
no,
huh?
No.
Man.
I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah. Sorry, I'm nervous as hell to talk to you right now.
I'm nervous too.
Let me drink this tequila and I'll be all right. You got me.
What?
You got like the I want to kiss you eyes. Okay, I'll take that as a yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god. This is very, it doesn't feel real.
I'm excited.
Though. So close to saying surreal there, Craig.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, this is what we've come to. This is where we are in the podcast where we talk about these two.
I was interested in the fact that they were, you know.
I'm Brandon. I love Shireen. Ooh, do, 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 do.
All I saw when they were talking was their veins coming out of their face.
They both have big foreheads.
Veiny faces. Mm. And it works well, I guess, for them.
It'd been funny. You know how he's like, oh, let me drink this tequila and I'll be better. It'd be funny if he was like, let me take this Xanax and I'll be better. Xanax is probably a lot better for you than tequila.
Who says? Craig, don't think
so. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, I guess, one way or the other.
Right.
Caitlin, that's all I have. Was there anything that stood out to you from what you saw?
So did you talk about Hunter's IBS conversation?
Oh, with all the toilet paper?
Yes, because I was interested why this was on our TV. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Why was this part of the narrative that we need to know that Hunter has IBS?
Right. And did she really bring a whole suitcase full of toilet paper?
I feel like no, because can't you get the toilet paper there? They're not, like, short on toilet paper, are they? It's not Survivor.
Well, it's just like a prop, Craig.
Well, I don't know.
But it's like I don't remember that talking point from her from Clayton's season. No, I rarely. The only reason I remember Hunter was because it's a woman named Hunter, and we said that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we had a man named Hunter, I think, the season before.
Right, with the tattoos and the
The
fist for a face. Yeah, but that's
rough. But yes, we had a male Hunter and a woman Hunter. In very close proximity to each other. Maybe he'll come down and they can date and it'll be like Hunter and Hunter.
There's so many men Hunters. It's not.
How do you suppose that conversation went in the hospital? Like when you actually like have to physically fill out the form where you put the person's name. It's like Hunter for, you know, you have a little baby girl sitting there and you're like Hunter.
Oh, I don't even get me started. It has nothing to do with being a girl. It's just, I'm sure they think it was unique, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But all they're setting her up for is for a lifetime of, I thought you were going to be a man. Oh, you know, like just a bunch of jokes and a bunch of dumb crap. Like, you don't want to hear that for the rest of your life.
Right. Maybe for like job interviews.
Yeah. Maybe she gets more job interviews because they think she's a man.
Right. Well, this guy, but Hunter, is probably good for the job.
Yeah. But what about ages? What about ages 2 through 20, you know, where you're just suffering? Like, who cares about what happens later if when you're young, you're so annoyed and traumatized. I mean, she doesn't seem very traumatized. She probably grew up in a very, you know, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Y'all,
but it's stupid.
If you're listening to The Bachelor Masters for the first time, one thing that EZR takes very, very seriously is baby names.
Yeah. And I say that as someone who has an ethnic name, right, who I got mercilessly teased about. And then there was two girls, right? Who Michelle and I forget, probably a Brittany or a Tiffany. Now, those two girls who claim to be my friends now, at least on Facebook, have kids that have stupid ass names.
Right.
And I was like, excuse me, because they want their kids to have unique names.
Right.
So it all comes full circle, but those quote unique names are not so unique.
Right.
Right. They just are, they're the new Britneys and Tiffanys. They just think that they're not.
Yeah. Like Avon.
Like,
I don't think that's a super popular one.
more like Paxley or like, you know,
Paxley.
Brooklyn or Paisley, you know, those kinds of names.
Well, Brooklyn is one for sure.
Basically, the five women we met last week on the after the final rose, it was Brooklyn. Remember, I recalled four of them last week.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Hunter is from Charlotte, North Carolina, which I remember so specifically as a former Charlotte area resident.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a woman named Logan back when I was figure skating. She was one of my fellow skaters. And it was a similar thing where people was like, Logan, that's a boy's name.
Yeah. Do you really want to hear that your whole life? Like, no matter what?
Well, didn't Southern Charm have a Logan? Or am I mixing that up? Anyway.
No. Anyway.
I think we're at the end here. Do we want to do fashion?
I don't really have
not,
any.
Not a lot of excitement for fashion.
Yeah, no excitement for fashion. You did. I assume you talked about Michael Aglio quite a bit.
Yes, Michael Aglio.
Do you have anything to? I had no idea that was his last name. Do you have anything to say about him? Because we had very little to say about him.
Oh, I was going to say the one thing that really struck me in the bit that I've seen so far is I feel like I was a defender of Michael on Katie's season.
Yeah, that's what
EZR said. And I was a pusher. I was a pusher downer of him.
And now I agree with EZR because of the way, like, kind of the way he talked about his son felt extra gross to me. Where it was like,
what did he say?
Well, it was all this stuff about how, you know, he left Katie's season early because he couldn't spend much time away from his son, right? So obviously someone's going to have to ask him about how can he come on Paradise. I think Jesse talked to him about it. How can he come on Paradise if the reason he couldn't stay on Bachelorette was because he can't be away from his son? And he said that his son wanted him to go, that he was like, oh, I don't know if I should go on Paradise. And his son was basically like, you can't miss this opportunity. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Seven?
His son said, everyone needs someone. Sure, your kid said that. I'm so sure.
That made me be like, wait, he is like a...
He's a prop.
Yeah, like he's not a good dad, because there's no way your son said that exact thing. That's like not how kids talk, and not how like any realistic conversation with you being like, hey son, I'm gonna leave for, I don't know, like 6 weeks or whatever.
Go find your soulmate.
I don't know,
dad.
If I should go. And the son's like, you deserve love, dad. I need
go,
a mom.
Dad. No, go,
like,
go.
What is he, a child actor? That's not how any of this works. So yeah, I was just like, oh no, you are like, you're like using the fact that you're a dad in order to date people. Rather, it just felt gross to me the way he was talking about it.
Yeah, I would peg him for a liar too. But now that you said it, I agree. Not only is he a bad dad who killed his wife. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
No, but I don't think he. Yeah, it's the same shit that always happens on The Bachelor. For some reason, the world's best parents who love their kids till the moon and back, but go ahead and leave them for 4 months of their developing years. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, it makes zero sense, right? Sure. The performative nature of parents on The Bachelor is out of control. And especially because it's Instagram parents. It's so fake. It's like, my world, my all. Thank you so much for choosing me to be your mommy. Like, dumb shit like that. Then don't leave them. So that's all. That's easy peasy. You know?
And I'm not even, as we've established in previous parenting convos, I'm not even necessarily against them, like, leaving them. What made me feel like it was problematic in my eyes was more the way that, like, you could have justified in a different way to be like, yeah, it's a sacrifice to leave them, but I feel like, you know, this chance is something I have to do or whatever. But the way he tried to put it, like, oh, I wouldn't have come, but like, my son insisted on it, and I was like, that's,
oh yeah,
not right.
He pushed me through the airplane doors. He packed,
yeah,
my,
like,
bags,
no,
for
that's
me.
Like a lie. Sure. And it's gross that you're using it that way to be like, no, no, it's not that I'm willingly leaving my son. It's that he forced me to be here because he knows I'm so lonely and I need love.
Hello, I'm Michael's son. I'm going to push you through the airplane door.
Yeah, and, you know,
so you can go meet my future mommy.
The natural conclusion there that you have to reach is that he explains way too much to his son. Even if in the best world where all that is true, no parent should tell their kid what their like sex life is like or their dating life.
That's definitely not like the age that kid is at. My remembrance is that when he was on Katie's season, the kid was around 6. So he can only be like 7-ish now, right?
You don't explain that to a 6, like 17. Yeah. That's where you should start doing that.
Yeah, like once your kid is like an adult, you can start having conversations. Like if you're single, you can start being like, I'm going on dates or whatever, and like be much more normal about explaining all of it, I guess. But when they're little kids, it doesn't make any sense to be like, listen, son, daddy's lonely and I need to go have sex with some women. It's like, what? No, you can't. And I don't logically believe that, like, a 7-ish year old kid who lost his mom when he was, what, around like 3 or 4, would say something like, I need a new mom, go marry someone. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems weird. I don't feel like kids that age think like, well, my mom's gone, I guess it's time for replacement mom. Right. You know?
Right. 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 Okay. Well, I guess that's it then.
All right. Hopefully next week will be much better.
So, Ezra, you don't watch the previews for next week, so you might have missed this key little fact. Do you want to reveal it, Caitlin, to Ezra?
You didn't tell me a spoiler.
Oh, that's right. You didn't watch it either. Can anyone guess what the big tidbit is?
Are they going to do that Love Island thing? Or is it too early for that, where they split up?
Oh, I don't know. The previews for the season, they showed the same clip where they make the women leave for some reason. So I don't know if that's...
Oh, they're doing Casa Amor. They can't do Casa Amor. That's cheating.
Mm-hmm. No, the big tip is they're going back to Monday and Tuesday nights for the rest of the season.
Oh. Yeah, we do that.
Wait, for the rest of the season? How long does this thing air for again?
8 weeks, I think.
Jesus. Jesus Christ, that is a long ass time. 2 months? My kid will
if I
be
read it
like,
right.
So is this gonna end around Thanksgiving?
Walking.
I don't know, but we gotta seriously suffer through 4 hours of television every
it's
week.
It's not even
to do
suffering
this
through it. I mean, I like the show, but they just need to relax a little. Like, they don't owe us a fall beach show. It's way out of sync.
It's a weird season to be like, especially since the weather has actually changed in my area. So yeah. it's like fall-ish now, you know. It feels weird to be like, summer beach romance is here at the end of September.
Right
Okay, well, then
all right, this is the suffering that we as podcasters do on behalf of the listeners in order to provide weekly content.
I like this show. I like the drama. I mean, the Bachelor in Paradise is the payoff for having sat through the two.
Yeah.
Now we know personalities. We see where they're going. You know, we can guess and we see where they're going. But yeah, they don't. They can, we can remember who they are in a few months too, you know.
Yeah.
they could have held out. Okay.
Okay. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.